I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
I just never fit in here. You know that, Max. I just didn't fit in here.
Celebrate me. How do you fit in here?
Celebrate. Oh, I can't resist. Okay, keep doing that. I'm gonna go low. Here we go.
Well, I'm finally here, but I'm bound to roam. Come on, celebrate me home. Well, I'm finally here, but I'm bound to roam. Come on, celebrate these bones.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham of the new comedy series Playing House. Ms. St. Clair is best known for her role in Bridesmaids, and both Ms. St. Clair and Ms. Parham previously starred together in the acclaimed TV series Best Friends Forever. Over the next segment, these two talented women will discuss their new hilarious comedy about two friends bringing up one baby, which airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. on the USA Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to take on a new responsibility, feel free to change a diaper as we grow out of the past to reach maturity in the present.
This is how I tell it.
Jessica and Lennon, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's very roomy in here.
Thanks for the snack.
Is this a leather seat?
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, Jessica, what is the premise of Playing House?
Okay, well, it's basically about two childhood best friends, and Lennon and I are real-life best friends, so this would basically be our fantasy of what it would be like if we had to raise a baby together. I come home. My character is a high-powered businesswoman in Shanghai. She comes home for her best friend's baby shower. We discover her husband is doing some not very nice things online with a very husky German woman, and she has to kick him to the curb right before she's about to give birth. So I decide to move home and help her raise the baby.
Now, Lennon, how did you guys come up with this concept? What was the genesis of Playing House?
Well, you know, whenever we have we had a classic brainstorming session. So we're in one of our living rooms in a pair of comfy pants, and we've got Oprah's Favorites saved on the DVR so that that show will never end. And we dole it out in like 5-minute increments.
Yeah.
And then in between, we're sharing our ideas, and we kind of had run through the gamut of what we had both brought to the table. And then Jessica was like, you know, I did have one idea, but I think it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And it is that the two of us raise a baby together. And I was like, that's the best idea I've ever heard. And then, like, 10 minutes later, we had all these ideas, and we knew we had a hit.
What's funny, though, Jim, is that we both were not pregnant when we came up with the idea, and then Lennon went ahead and got herself exactly the month pregnant that we needed her to be in the pilot. So
wow.
The belly you see on her is 100% real. So when you see me manhandling her and, like, throwing her around like a rag doll, just know that there is a human life inside of her.
Yeah, the human life that I'm now raising.
And I was secretly 3 months pregnant in the pilot. Mm-hmm. So I was throwing up in every bush in Glendale. Yeah.
Now, wouldn't you say that's the ultimate in method acting?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Lennon, I wish I could say
at least for one of you.
I wish I could say I did it on purpose. Yeah.
I always say that we wrote this baby into existence, but she said her husband had more to do with it.
Ah. Okay.
I'll give it to him, I guess.
Now, in real life, do you guys share a lot of the same traits, personality-wise, or are you opposites?
I think we have the same taste in things, but we, as people, are pretty different.
Lennon is definitely the more calm, thoughtful, stable one, and I'm the crazy maniac that needs to be constantly tied down to a chair to get to stop moving for 5 seconds.
Well, that's an exaggerated version of what you of all of
well,
your
that's good.
Of all of your
my
good traits.
Yeah. Yeah, but inside we're really quite similar, and you
we
know
we like a lot of the same things. Like when we're editing the show, we often like the same take.
Yeah, we very rarely disagree on set because we just not because we're trying to get along, but just because
we picture it in the same way.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to write this show. Is almost like a romantic comedy, but it stars two women. Because Lennon and I are very much like a married couple in real life. It's funny, Lennon's the man, but I'm the husband, if that makes any sense.
Well, you guys have a great partnership on screen. Of course, we haven't seen too many female buddy teams on TV in a while.
Oh,
You know, I mean, we used to have Rhoda and Mary and Lucy and Ethel, Laverne and Shirley. So do you guys think that this show is going to bring that trend back?
Oh, we hope so. We watched a ton of Laverne and Shirley, old Laverne and Shirley's, when we were writing.
Yeah, but there's something about that. The lightness and sort of the fun. They just, you could tell everybody that worked there and everybody that was acting there, they were having a great time. And so we tried to replicate that and not take ourselves too serious, because comedy really thrives in a happy place.
Right. And the other thing we did that was different from the first series we did together was we wrote with all of our best friends who are also up-and-coming alternative comics in mind. So, you know, Bobby Moynihan from SNL, Jason Mandzukas from The League, Jane Katzmarek, we were lucky enough, from Malcolm in the Middle, plays my mother.
But Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele
plays my love interest.
Yeah,
Zach Woods from The Office.
It's really an all-star cast.
And so it made our job a lot easier, because they're such phenomenal improvisers. We would have them on the set, and then they would give us like 15 alternate endings to every scene. So that's really good, because we're real tired, because we're moms. Have someone do the work for you.
So is that the best thing about being executive producers of your own show?
Getting to cast your best friends,
right.
Getting to tell everyone what to do, we love that.
Yes, getting to bring our children to work, because we had our babies on set with us and next to us while we were writing the show.
Right, and the other thing is getting to create your dream work environment. So basically, we wanted to do TV, but do it in a healthy way, because normally you shoot 14 to 16 hours a day, and we said...
Yeah, and everybody's just at their wit's end.
And they never get
end.
To see their family, so we created a rule that you had to be done shooting by 6:30 to get them for bath time.
Yeah.
So we'd have these big, burly crew members covered in tattoos who would be like, we got bath time! You know what I mean? But they all had kids, too, so yeah, they were happy to get home.
I mean, we had heard that that's how they did it on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
And also... Modern Family, they do the same thing.
Yeah,
that's great.
Take care of business and get home.
Well, if you're not living your life, what can you write about?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you guys have a lot of creative freedom on Playing House. You don't have any real restrictions to what you're doing.
No, we don't. In USA, we're their second comedy that they're premiering, so they didn't really have any preconceived ideas of what they wanted our show to be. So all they said was, just do you guys. And if anything, their notes were, we'd love to hear more of your voice. And we were like, well, that's refreshing, because mostly people tell us to tone it down or be quiet in whatever restaurant we're in. So so that's nice. It's been a truly, we've blessed to have such a wonderful partner in USA.
Now, Jessica, Playing House is set in a small town. Is that a particular appeal for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was really obsessed with the show Gilmore Girls, because it had this fictional town, Stars Hollow, that was just the most charming place, and you desperately wanted to live there. And so I said to Lennon, you know, our first show took place in Brooklyn, and I said, why don't we set this in a really charming little New England seaside town? And I had visited Stonington, Connecticut over the summer, and I said, this is it. I took pictures of, like, every block. People thought it was suspicious, but I said, we need to kind of recreate this idea where everybody knows your name, and instead of that being a bad thing, it's a really good thing.
Right.
So it's got the charm of a Stars Hollow, but it's filled with all these amazingly funny and interesting people, like Jerry Bedknob, who you may remember from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He plays our pharmacist, but, like, he's hilarious, and he just shows up at all of our events.
Yeah.
He's always getting in our business.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like the small town you wish you could live in.
Yeah, and that vibe really comes through on screen, too.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
We really just had a great time, and I hope when people watch it, they feel good watching it. That's what we wanted to do.
What are the differences between female best friends and male best friends?
Well, I've never been a man or a male best friend, but, I mean, for me, a female best friendship, there are no boundaries, really. Like, you're sharing everything from, like, what salad dressing you had on your lunch order to your deepest fears, you know? So really, and I know, you know, from living with my husband that there are a lot of boundaries for most men. They're not sharing openly about every single thing in their life. So
I think girl best friends share their, we bond over our weaknesses in some way.
And our weirdnesses or whatever we feel like makes us different. And in those differences, it kind of brings us together.
We had a writer's room that was predominantly male for a reason, because we wanted to make sure the male characters we wrote were really reflective of how men really are. So, and a lot of the men in our writer's room were improvisers as well, so they would improvise as the Keegan character or whoever it was to make sure that we weren't, because a lot of times, you know, you'll see in a Sex and the City, a guy is kind of talking like a woman.
Right.
That won't happen in our show. They were very strict about, if we had a scene where a guy was sharing too much emotion, they would be like, no, guys wouldn't do that. I'm like, well, how would they bring up this sensitive topic? They said, well, they would just, like, you'd be in a Target parking lot and they'll just blurt it out.
Right. Now, where can people find out more about yourselves and Playing House online?
Well, we have a great Facebook page, and you can also go to the USA Network website, Playing House.
And we love to tweet back to our fans.
Great.
So if you want to tweet us, it's Jessica_St. Clair, and CCLAIR.
And at Lennon Parham, and also at Playing House USA.
Jessica and Lennon, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
We will. If you've got these snacks, we're coming back.
Yeah. I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.